Now, Gerard was followed by Kate Hui, Member of Parliament for Vauxhall, Labour Member of Parliament, of course, one of the most articulate Eurosceptics within the Labour Party, and very, very clear about why it is that Labour people should be voting to leave the European Union. Again, a different take on the subject. So let's have a listen to Kate Hui, MP.
What a wonderful, wonderful audience. And it is such a privilege to be here as a Labour MP supporting the grassroots out movement. I was so delighted to be working with Peter and Tom when we first thought about this in a little room in one of the House of Commons' outbuildings. And we would really wanted to do this because we genuinely felt that there wasn't that unity at the grassroots, that the campaigning wasn't being done, that needed to be done, that there was too cosy a group of people organising in some of the campaigns, and that we had to take that control back to where the job is going to have to be done, and that it's that is at the grassroots. So that's why I am a total supporter of the grassroots movement, and it's because of that significant cross-party support that we've now got. I don't know what the Electoral Commission will do, but certainly if I was advising the Electoral Commission, I would say designate the grassroots out movement.
Yeah.
Grassroots out will disagree. Many of us in this platform tonight will disagree about many, many issues. Some people might not even like some people. I don't know whether I'm in that category or not. But there are no doubt about it, when you're working in cross-party groups, you're working with organisations that you may not have every bit of what they say you agree with. And it is very, very important. But you know what unites us all? Doesn't matter whether we have personality differences, whether we have political differences, as I said, whether we don't like those people. What unites us is that we want to get our country back and we want to get out of the EU. And that is the number one. Over the next few weeks and months, there will be big grassroots movements meeting across the United Kingdom, because in order to win, we have to reach out far, far away from this area of Westminster. We have to get out into the country. Now, you know, one of the things that any movement has, most movements throughout the world have a symbol. They have something that becomes associated with their movement. And tonight I want to just suggest that maybe our grassroots movement could have a symbol. And I think a very, very good symbol of our grassroots movement would be this. A piece of white paper saying nothing, showing that, frankly, our Prime Minister has more or less capitulated to the European Union. It may be... take off, and that whenever David Cameron appears anywhere in the country, people would hold up dignified, very nicely. Well, as Peter so terribly reminded you, I was an MP when Tom was born, but I think that shows just the breadth of the age range as well that we've got within our movement. And you know, during those 27 years, I've taken every opportunity I could to vote against attempts by the EU to further integrate and remove our sovereignty. And a number of my colleagues, including my leader of my party and the Shadow Chancellor, Jeremy Corbyn and John McDonnell, believed, like me, that our membership of the EU was incompatible with Labour values. We followed in the footsteps of the great Labour figures like Hugh Gaitskell, Barbara Castle, Peter Shaw, and of course, Tony Benn. And that's why it is so incredibly disappointing that somehow, somewhere, within the Labour machinery, Jeremy and John have been stifled. Now, maybe we will see that in the next week or two, next month or two, they may break out. Because I would give a message to my leader and to the leader of the Labour leadership tonight, is that around the country, you know, I'm often told, well, you're in a minority, there's only a few of brave members of parliament speaking out. And there are probably not that many of us, but they're growing every day. The silent ones are beginning to come out. And I would say to Jeremy and to our party's leadership that around the country there are millions of Labour voters and Labour supporters or ex-Labour supporters who have been left without a voice on the most important issue in our lifetime. And engaging with our voters, and his election undoubtedly brought excitement back into politics. But on the most significant issue of our lifetime, the Labour Party has been sadly left behind, not just within the Labour movement, I believe, but certainly with the mood of the country. And I think that is a terrible, terrible shame, and the Labour Party will live to regret it. Yeah. The leadership of our party to challenge the terms of the membership of a club which has no democratic accountability, threatens our National Health Service with the dangerous transatlantic trade partnership, drives down exploitative wages with cheap, unskilled labour from Eastern Europe because of free movement, and has promoted zero-hour contracts. And I just cannot understand how anyone who is opposed to TTIP cannot see the logic of not being also opposed to the European Union. And I also believe that the decision by our Secretary of the Labour Party, Secretary General Ian McNicoll, where he was actually formally, in writing, discouraging Labour branches to have this debate, was a mistake. Yeah. What does it say? They're obviously afraid of Labour Party members having a debate. Now, that does tell you something about a political institution and a political party, and I do not believe that that represents the views of some of the members of our shadow cabinet. You know, I often think the people who are most proud of our country are those that want to leave the European Union. They believe, as we've heard earlier, that we're good enough to trade with the world and decide our own destiny. It is those that want to remain, that do not believe in the United Kingdom and do not believe we are good enough to stand on our own. In this referendum, it's a vote to leave a club whose influence in the world is declining each day. And as Ruth Lee has so well put, it is no longer that great economic area. We need to get out of it, and we need to look outwards. We need to look internationally, and we need to look to our Commonwealth links, who we so disgracefully. As has already been said by many people, the whole might of the British establishment will be turned onto us. The political parties at levels in the leadership, the bankers who are trying to bankroll the stay-in campaign, the CBI, they will all be trying to influence the debate, and they will be producing scare story after scare story. But we can and we will defeat them, because the referendum is not about them. It's not about us here on the platform. It's about all of us and those watching at home, because you yourself can do so much to make this referendum a success. Just think what an emancipation an exit would bring. It would allow the UK to sell freely to the whole of the world, including all of Europe, and it would also allow for the less developed countries to sell freely to us. The net effect of this would be to improve their standard of living, helping to remove the desire for their people to move to the UK and depleting their own human resources, which would be a win-win. Condemns impoverished countries to a form of hopeless servitude that should have been marginalised and got rid of and consigned to history. How can anyone in the left condone that? It is time for democratic governments across the EU, and I don't think we'll be alone if we leave. I think there are many other EU countries and movements within those countries who realise this is a failed project. They want to begin again to represent the real interests of the people, and we can lead that way. I love my country. I'm very proud of being British. I'm very proud. I believe in the United Kingdom, and I have confidence in our ability to once again be a self-governing nation. But you individually here can do so much. Every morning, each one of you should wake up and think, who can I persuade today? Who can I speak to? Who can I go and campaign in? Who can I talk to in the supermarket? I've been coming out as persona non grata in my supermarket because I always chat to people and say, what do you think about the EU? And, you know, it is amazing. We heard the taxi driver earlier. It is amazing when people are asked what they think, and we know that we've got out there in the country millions and millions of people, many of whom have never voted before. That's why we're going to win this referendum, because they are going to show that they care enough to actually come out and vote to get their country back. So the referendum gives us a chance. We mustn't let it pass. Let's make it happen, and let us rejoin the rest of the world.